This is the Daily Text for Tuesday, June 13th, 2017. Who in the world is the world, and what does it mean? John 17, verses 6 through 10. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them. Consider this. I am not praying for the world. These words in the middle of John 17 jar me. After all, in John 3:16, we read that God so loved the world that he sent his son for the world. So why leave the world out now? To understand, we go back to the reasons Jesus gives for praying for the disciples in the first place. He says, I revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. The disciples belong to God, and the results show it. Notice how Jesus described those he is praying for. They are those who obeyed your word and accepted your words, and above all, believe that the Father sent the Son to them and accepted him. Jesus is praying for the people who not only heard what he had to say, but took it in and believed it and obeyed. The world then would be those who did not do these things. People hear the words of Jesus, but do not accept them. They do not believe Jesus is from God. They do not obey. Their lives remain just as they were before. And at this point, I might be tempted to say, well, I'm okay then, because I do believe Jesus is the Son sent from the Father, and I do accept his words as God's words. Perhaps I need to ask myself a question. Do I really? What in my life truly suggests that I belong to God? Where am I obedient? Do I really love others as he has loved me? Or do I seem as clueless about Christ or as indifferent to his life as everybody else? All it takes to be in the world is to act as if Christ did not come or did not make a difference to me. All it takes to be in the world is to be more concerned about my reputation or my own thoughts and to leave Jesus out of the equation of my life. To belong to Jesus is a deep and serious thing. It means that all of my life belongs to God, that I have heard and accepted what Jesus did for me, and that defines my life. Prayer. Gracious God, it is a wonderful thing to belong to you and to belong to Christ. Help me not only to know your words, but to live them today. Amen. Questions. What in my life is determined or defined by my faith in Jesus? What are you tempted at times to treat as more important than Jesus? And what do you do with this when you see it? For the Daily Text, I'm Wade Pascal.